It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. The number of privately owned new housing units in California jumped last month compared to the year before, but as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the gain came in multifamily units, not single-family homes.
We're dealing here with a term called housing starts, the number of privately owned new housing units on which construction begins during a given time. In this case, the month of September, starts rose 10% when compared with the same month last year. That gain came entirely from condos and apartments. Single-family homes saw a 16% drop. That trend has held true throughout the year. From January through September, housing starts are up slightly, 6% higher than the first 9 months in 2010. The California Building Industry Association says it believes the state is on pace for about 46,000 total housing starts this year. That's about 1,000 more than last year, but nowhere near the 65,000 starts in 2008. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
An effort to overturn the California Dream Act is getting underway. The measure was signed by Governor Brown earlier this month, making students who are undocumented immigrants eligible for state financial aid to attend California universities and community colleges. Republican Assemblyman Tim Donnelly is leading the referendum drive. He says there's a lot of grassroots support to overturn a measure he calls one of the most massively unpopular ideas he's ever seen.
People are writing to me multiple times saying, where are the petitions? When can I get them? When can I get them? When can I get them? I want to go out. I have so many friends that want to sign this.
But Donnelly faces a tight timeline. He must gather 500,000 valid voter signatures by January 6th. That's an average of nearly 6,500 signatures a day. From KRCB Radio, that's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Find these and other stories on our Community News website.